that special time of year again, the one time when the airwaves are handed over to the children of Ireland. Derek Mooney talks to Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I don't know how he does it without clearing his throat. It's very hard to do. You try it at home. Now, come on, try. Come on, try, try, try. Everybody, mams and dads, boys and girls, are you ready on the count of three? One, two, three. Ho, 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 ho. Will we do it again? Everybody has to do it now. Everybody. Now, I can see you getting all embarrassed, Mammy. Forget it, Daddy. Boys and girls, are you all ready for this now? On the count of three, another big ho, ho, ho. Because there are three hoes, you see. Ho, ho, ho. That's what I'm saying on the count of three. So here we go. One, two, three. Ho, ho, ho. I think they've heard that in outer space. The whole of Ireland is going ho, ho, ho. Because you know what day it is today? It's the 24th of December. Just one big sleep left until the big day. Christmas Day tomorrow, when hopefully Santa Claus will bring you what you've asked for. But today, he's taken time out of his busy schedule to talk to us, and we'll try and make contact with him very shortly. We always have these slight communications difficulties at the beginning of the programme, because the North Pole is very far away, you know, and the weather is very heavy. So you just never know if you're going to make that clear connection. Anyway, I want to tell you about a big card that I received in the post this morning, and it was addressed to Derek, the honorary elf. Well, that's very nice considering I'm almost 1.8 metres tall. How tall are you? Do you know how tall you are? Do you have one of those measuring charts on the wall in the kitchen or in the living room or in the hallway or in your bedroom that Mum and Dad might have put up for you when you were a little baby, and they put a little mark on the wall as you get taller and taller and taller and taller and taller until they run out of ceiling and they have to go through the ceiling and then they become invisible because they're marking them in the sky? Anyway, back to the card. Will I read out what it said? To Derek, the honorary elf. It goes as follows. I can't believe it's Christmas Eve. Soon Santa will be on his way, with lots of toys for girls and boys, all piled up on his sleigh. The fairy lights are twinkling bright. There's a Christmas tree and holly. We'll wait in bed for the man in red, with his ho, 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 so jolly. But there's one thing Santa's yet to do, before taking to the skies. He's going to talk to me and you. So get ready for a big surprise. Oh, Janie Mac, where did that come from, that sound? You're not going to believe this. But there's a beautiful snow globe on the desk in front of me. It's amazing. It wasn't there a second ago when I was reading the little ditty that arrived in the post for me. It just appeared out of thin air. It looks real. It is real. It's round. It's made of glass. You know, the ones, it's about the size of an orange. And it's, let me lift it up there. Actually, it's quite heavy. It has a lovely scene inside of a winter wonderland with a sign saying Santa's Workshop, the North Pole. Anyone who has a snow globe, and plenty of people collect them, will tell you that when you shake them, it snows inside. Will I give it a shake? You never know what'll happen. What do you think? Will I give it a shake? Are you shouting at the radio? Will I give it a shake? Are you shouting yes? Are you shouting? Are you? Yes, you're shouting yes. I can hear you. You're shouting yes. I can hear you. Okay, I'm going to shake it up here. I'm shaking the snow globe. Wow. Wow, look at this. It certainly works. The snow swirling around inside. And I can see the northern lights, the aurora borealis, flickering over the pole. And there's a herd of tiny reindeer. And that looks like, is it? Couldn't be. Is it a tiny little Santa in the snow? I think he's waving at me. Hey, Santa! Hello, Santa! I don't think he can hear me. Oh, dear. I have a magic snow globe with Santa inside and I can't talk to him. I know. I'll try the magic red telephone and see if I can get through to him. Now, do I have three old copper pennies to make the calls? Now, your mum and dad, maybe your gran and your granddad will be able to tell you about the old telephones that we had in Ireland before mobile telephones. Now, I've got the coppers here. There's one, two, and three. So I have the three old copper coins. They're pennies. Or I tried to tap out the telephone number like we used to do in the telephone boxes years ago. Anyway, I know that it would be a dream come true for Mia and Jack Minchin to talk to Santa. Mia is 7 and Jack is 4. And luckily for me, I have those three old pennies. So let's see if the telephone works. Okay, let's just put the pennies in the slot. There's number one. There's number two. And there's number Three, a hindo, a tree. There we go. And now to dial Santa's number. Nobody dials numbers anymore. That's why they can't get through to the North Pole like me. I've got the very special phone, you know, so just dial the number. I'm not going to feed the numbers, you understand. Privacy and secrecy and confidentiality and all those kind of things. You don't want to give out the man's number. So I'm dialing away and I'm dialing away now. Let's see what happens. Hopefully we'll get through. Is it ringing? It's ringing. We just have to wait and see who answers. If anybody answers, fingers crossed, everybody. Hopefully Santa's going to answer. Come on, come on.
Hello, North Pole Santa Claus speaking.
Hello, Santa. Hello, Santa. It's Derek Mooney here.
Oh, hello, Derek, my old pal. And hello to the boys and girls.
Santa, is that you in the snow globe that I have in front of me on the table?
Oh, Derek, yes. But I'm here at the North Pole, you see. And what you see on the snow globe is an image of me and my toy workshop up here at the North Pole.
Like a hologram, Santa. A 3D image.
Well, that's what the scientists call it, Derek. But it's really just a bit of good old Santa magic. And speaking of magic, I hope you'll be able to help me make this mountain of letters and cards disappear by helping me to read them out.
Oh, no problem, Santa. Always have it to oblige. You know me. Now, lots of people drive home for Christmas and listen into us in the car. So, I hope that the Lyons family are on the road to Galway and looking forward to spending Christmas Eve with their family. They are Carolina Lyons Perez, who is 6, and brother Alex, who is 3, and they're with their mam, Coral, and dad, Tom, and they have come all the way from Madrid in Spain. So I hope you've had a pleasant journey so far and no nasty gatso vans along the way to spoil the homecoming. Have a lovely Christmas with your family in Galway, and who knows, you might even make it up to Roscommon for a visit. And of course Santa knows where to leave the presents tonight, so don't worry, Carolina. Or Carolina, is it Carolina or Carolina?
Carolina Moon.
Carolina.
It's Carolina.
It's Carolina.
Yes, it's Carolina.
It's Carolina. Carolina and Alex.
And I'll say Felix Navidad.
Navidad.
That's it. That's the Spanish for Happy Christmas. Now, hello to the Forrester children in Tala. And they are Ashling, who is 5, and Liam, who is 3. Ashling started junior school in September and just loves learning things. She's only brilliant at colouring and doing quizzes. Liam loves trains and always says, choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
When drawing them. Liam likes Thomas the Tank Engine, but Toby is his favourite. Ashling and Liam have 2 dogs, that's Poppy and, oh yes, I heard him barking, Poppy and Rosie. Ashling walks Poppy on the lead and always remembers to have a bowl of water for her thirsty puppy. Mm. So surprises please Santa for Glenview Drive and a train for Liam. Minecraft and Lego please Santa for Max and Alex Griffin. Alex is 5 and Max is 7, and the boys like walking in the countryside.
Oh, fantastic.
And looking at all the birds and the animals.
Tweet, tweet.
They love science and finding things out for themselves. Well, I'm delighted to hear it, boys. And I've just found out that Amy Lee Fisher and her brother Ben will be in Killion in County Meath this year. Amy Lee and Ben have moved house and hope Santa will find them. Well, of course I will, children. And I won't forget to bring something nice to your cousin, Kayla Lorenzo, who's down the road in Longwood.
Speaking of County Meath, the O'Reilly children, Tig and Rian, who live in Ashbourne, have been working hard at their good behaviour all year and hope you noticed it.
Oh, yes, indeed I did. And I see that Rian lost his first tooth only 3 weeks ago. Well, I hope it didn't hurt too much.
Well, the tooth fairy left some coins for Rian, so that helped a bit, Santa. I think Tig and Rian will leave out some homemade cookies for you, Santa, carrots for the reindeer, and dental floss for the tooth fairy.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. We are writing to you from the lovely suburb of Marino in Dublin 3, and so say Conal, Charlotte and Sarah, who live near the lovely casino in Marino.
Marino.
You know why it's called Marino? Because when they built the casino, the man who built it always wanted to live in Italy, so he called it the casino in Marino. He did indeed. The children are so excited about Christmas, they think it should happen twice in case they miss anything the first time. Conal is 5 and his teacher, Ms. McGuire, is proud of him, and he is very good in school. Charlotte is 3 and helps around the house, putting away the cups and plates. But Sarah is only 1 year old and thinks that 5 a.m. in the morning is the very best time to get up and sit on Mammy and Daddy's head just to nudge them wide awake. So, Santa, maybe a soft, cuddly toy is what Sarah needs so she can snuggle up and sleep in the mornings. Connor would like a robot, and Charlotte would love something from Frozen, as she loves to dress up as Elsa and sing Let It Go for the family.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's it, Derek. Very good. You should have eaten that. We're making special Christmas cookies for you with chocolate and cranberries. Cranberries. I hope Homer Simpson doesn't get there before me and scoff the lot.
Oh, Santa, I worked it out.
Yes?
If you had just one cookie, that's all, just one cookie in each home you visited, you would eat over 50 tons of cookies in one night. How do you manage to eat all that and not explode?
Well, just one in each. I get plenty of exercise going up and down the chimneys, Derek, and I never bite off more than I can chew. But having said that, Derek, I do put on a pound or two after my trip around the world.
That reminds me, what's the best thing to put into a Christmas cake?
Well, I'm very fond of cake, but I've no idea, Derek. What's the best thing to put into a Christmas cake?
Your teeth, Santa.
Your teeth.
And I'm sure you'll be sinking your teeth into lots of cake tonight, especially if you call to the home of Noah and Anna Bosang in Lutterelstown in County Meath, because the children will leave out something special. Noah loves superheroes and is kind to his little sister Anna. That's very important.
Yes.
Who started school this year. Anna's cousin Evie Bosang lives in Donaghmede with her brothers Tom and Lewis. And don't forget our other cousins, Teddy and Robin Johnston, who live in Howth.
Well, now, I didn't see the movie Trolls, but there's a tiny troll on this envelope of this letter, and it's from Robbie in Moorhampton Road in Donnybrook.
Oh, he's just down the road.
Oh, that's right. Well, down from you, Derek. Do you know, I think Robbie could set up his own Christmas card shop, because he has painted some lovely pictures of snowmen and Christmas trees.
Oh, it's beautiful, Santa.
Yes.
Well done, Robbie.
Robbie is only 10 years old, but he'd like a scooter with big wheels.
Santa, guess who has been beavering away all year and could do with a few new woggles?
No, beavers and woggles could only mean one thing, Derek. The Boy Scouts.
Correct, Santa.
Oh,
and the
yes.
Beaver Scouts in the 92nd Clontarf Scouts have been well behaved all year and could do with some special presents. Do Boy Scouts still do a bobby job, Santa?
Well, I'm not sure, Derek, because I think the revenue on the trade union could pay to that type of nixer a long, long time ago. A bobby job, now, that was very cheap. And I know that the elf and safety inspectors at the North Pole stopped the bear cubs from helping old deers across the road. Oh, it's a shame, really, because there's no traffic here at all at the North Pole, Derek, except the odd toboggan.
Actually, is it true, Santa, that all the traffic lights at the North Pole stay on red all the time just to make it look more Christmassy?
Oh, yes, Derek, but they turn them green again for St. Patrick's Day. So if anyone is ever thinking of coming up to the North Pole, don't get stuck in traffic, because it's worse than driving through a deer.
Cliona O'Gorman in Palaskenny, County Limerick, is a Mooney marvel, because Cliona feeds the robins every year when they come to the back door, and Cliona knows that the robins are Santa's special helpers.
Oh, yes, indeed. The robins and the wrens tell Santa about everything that goes on in Ireland and all around the world. They're great little gossips, you know. You can tell by the way that they chirp and they cheep.
They are the original tweeter, Santa.
Exactly, Derek. So thank you, Cliona, for feeding the little birds. And I'm sure that all the boys and girls will be kind to birds and animals when the weather is bad at this time of the year.
Santa, why don't you come in? Can you come in to your...
I will, Derek, because it's getting a bit drafty out here.
I'm getting worried about you.
Yes. I tell you what I'll do, Derek. I'll go back into my toy workshop now. On my way... Yes, that's better. Do you know something? I had a drop on the end of my nose out there in the wind, Derek.
But you're having a heat wave up there at the moment.
Having a heat wave. It's very warm.
Having a heat wave, yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, Derek. And
I was listening to the news this morning.
And tell me about it.
It's all about climate change.
Climate change, yes. Well, it's very, very warm up here. The ice, you know, it's nearly all melting again.
I know, it's retreating.
It's retreating up and up all the time. And you see, all of that fresh water is going into the sea, and that means that the temperature will go up again. So it's, unfortunately, it's making things worse.
So the boys and girls are the future, Santa.
The boys
They've got to be very mindful
of
the environment.
Yes, indeed.
Don't waste anything.
Don't waste anything. That's right.
That's the message today as well, isn't it, Santa?
Tell me about Cleaner.
I want to thank you, Cleaner, for feeding the little birds. And I'm sure that all the boys and girls will be kind to birds and animals when the weather is bad at this time of year. But it's unseasonably warm. But look at, you know what they say about Ireland, Santa? If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. It will change. Wait, so it probably will get cold next week.
I'd say it will, Derek. It'll drop down again. Now, Cleaner, she doesn't have a pet of her own, but she feeds three local dogs who call to her home. Have you got a dog in the studio, Derek? I can hear him barking. Well, that's a different dog. Cleaner would like a bike and some magic markers and is looking forward to his 6th birthday in January. And as you'd expect from a good Limerick girl, Cleaner plays rugby, hurling and football and loves swimming. Well, here's another sports fan who's horribly mad, and that's Harry By, who lives in Beliver, County Meath, Ireland, Earth, the Milky Way. Well, that's one address that doesn't need an air code, Derek. Harry is 10, and he helps out on the farm.
Oh, good man, Harry.
But Harry knows that farms can be very dangerous, yes. So he's always very, very careful, which is important. That's good advice, Harry. Always take special care on a farm.
Always.
Now, there's a new foal on the farm called Karna, and Harry is looking forward to going show jumping with Karna in a few years' time. Harry will leave out some of Karna's food for the reindeer. Oh, that's very good of you. And one of Mum's cakes for Santa. So don't mix them up. Oh, no, I won't, Harry. Happy Christmas to Granny By, who is just out of hospital. And hello to Anna Gran and Grandad in Leakslip.
Three big letters the size of bedsheets, Santa, with requests that would fill the whole Earth catalogue. And they are from the Cosgrave children in Ballyhale, Headford, and County Galway. So lots of surprises. And hopefully some of the things you asked for will be on the way to Elijah, Emma and Michael Cosgrave in Galway. Dexter Mackenzie Murnane is 4 and lives in Dublin. But with a name like that, Dexter could be a private detective in LA. And guess what, Santa?
What?
Dexter's uncle, Stephen, will be home from America for Christmas and the family will be in Kilkenny visiting their cousins. So you know where to bring the prezzies, don't you?
I do indeed, yes.
So Dexter would like some farm machinery.
Oh, yes.
And a replacement for the scooter that Lorcan broke. And some chocolate coins.
Oh, yes.
Funny that you never see chocolate notes, Santa, only chocolate coins.
Oh, yes.
I'd be all in favour of having the Eurozone if we could have some kind of chocolate money zone as well.
Yeah,
wow.
Yes.
Can you imagine what would happen to the banks if we had only chocolate money?
Well, I tell you something, Derek. If you went into the bank with chocolate money, they'd go into meltdown. And no one could fudge the figures, Derek.
And we'd only owe buttons to the banks.
Oh, buttons.
It makes sense to me, Santa. And I'm sure Leah Malone in Cherry Orchard Avenue, Ballyfermot, agrees with me. Leah loves Irish dancing.
Oh, good. Very good, Derek. You're doing the Irish dancing.
Well, I'm doing my best. It's not,
yes.
It's not easy when you're on the radio.
Well, you're doing a good job on it.
Anyway, she's hoping, with fingers crossed, that you can bring her an Our Generation doll.
I'll do my very best, Leah. Dorothy Powell listened to Santa when she was a girl, and now she would like Santa to say hello to all her nieces and nephews, and they are Noah, Evan and Lisa Powell, cousins Ollie, Cora and Abby Cryan, and Padraig, Connor and Eilish Tahaney. And I hope that all the Kelleher family from Cherrington Road, Shankill, have a fun-filled Christmas in Nana Annie's. I know that all the children have been very good this year, especially Faye and Charlie, who can't wait for Santa to arrive. Now a big hello to all the McGrath children, including little sister Isabel and new baby brother Alex, and of course Mum and Dad. And hello to the Lynch children from Minan Bridge, and they are David, Ashling and Oisin. Jack and Oscar O'Donoghue would love a Santa to call. Well, of course I'll call. I call to every child all over the world.
You're fantastic, Santa.
Fantastic.
I meant to ask you earlier how you go ho 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 without clearing your throat ho ho.
Oh, well now, Derek, what I do is I gargle, you see, with TCP in the morning. And then, of course, the cold air up here kills all the germs.
Oh, would you?
You never get any colds in the North Pole. People say you get cold from a cold.
Not at
all. But
I
think you get cold from handling doorknobs.
Yeah, and other things.
And other things, of course, Derek.
Anyway, Santa, I think that Jack and Oscar mean that they would like you to call them on the hello machine, the telephone.
Oh, yes, the phone.
But I'm sorry, boys, because Santa's very busy to make calls on Christmas Eve. But he can take your calls. And if you're lucky enough to get through, you can talk to Santa. But in order to do that, you must text first. OK, so you've got to get your mum or your dad to text this number with your details. So the number to text is, are you ready? Do you want to give it out, Santa? Will we do it together?
OK, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. 5-1-5-5-1.
Will we do it again, Santa?
5-1-5-5-1.
So that's the number you got to text. So get your mum and dad to text for you to give your name and your details, and then we'll do our best to get through as many calls as we possibly can. But actually, bizarrely, and this is the first person to talk to Santa this year on RT Radio 1.
Yes.
It's Leah Darby, who's in Mullingar.
Oh, is Leah on the phone? Hello, is that Hello. Leah?
Hello.
Hello, Leah. Are you in Mullingar?
How are you?
I'm very, very well. Tell me what school you go to, Leah.
I'm very excited for Christmas anyways.
You're very excited, yes. And tell me, I think I know your teacher. Is your teacher Mrs. Keenan or what's her name? Mrs. Kenny?
Mrs. Keena.
Mrs. Keena, that's right. Now, Leah, I know you're 10, but tell me, what age is your brother, Mark?
He is 12.
Oh, he's 12, yes. And then Adam, what age is Adam?
He's 2 and nearly he's 3.
When will he be 3?
On the 9th of January.
The 9th? Well, that's not too far away, is it? That's only a fortnight and a few days away. And tell me, what's your big sister's name?
Chloe.
And where does Chloe go to school?
What?
Where does Chloe go to school?
The tech.
Does she go to the tech? That's great. Now down to business, Leah, because I know this is the reason why you asked to phone up Santa Claus. What would you like me to deliver to deliver to you on Christmas Eve tonight?
I'd like a Furby Connect.
Yes.
And a Hatchimal.
What's a Hatchimal? Now, I know you wrote that on your letter, a Hatchimal. Can you tell everybody what a Hatchimal is?
It's an egg that hatches, and it's like a teddy.
Oh, it's a teddy and an egg, is it? Is it like a Tamagotchi, but there's a teddy bear inside it instead of an egg?
Yeah, it's like that.
And how big is the teddy bear? Tell me how big the teddy bear is.
It's around, 50 centimetres or something.
Oh, that's big, isn't it? Yes, that's a big teddy bear. And tell me, where will you put him to hatch? Will you put him into the hot press? Or where will you put him?
I'd put him in my bed.
Oh, and don't roll over on him or he might break. Now, Leah, I know that your very, very best friend is Sophie Whelan. Now, tell me where you and Sophie went just a little while ago in the Arts Centre in Mullingar.
The panto?
Oh, tell me all about it.
It was Snow White and, there was an evil queen.
How many dwarfs did Snow White have?
17.
Seven.
Oh, no,
seven.
Derek, she had only 7 because there was a redundancy, I think, in the snow. She started out with 77, didn't she, Leah?
No, she went with 7.
Oh, yeah. Well, were there any songs in the panto, Leah?
What?
Were there any songs in the panto? And if there was, can you sing one for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, then. Sing a song from the panto.
I kind of forget them.
But you'll make it up as you go along. Everyone does. Especially on the X Factor, anyway. What were the songs in this? Did they sing, hi-ho,
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 hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
I work all day, we get no pay.
Hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Hi-ho, you pay
go ahead, Leah.
Money
yes,
none
yes.
for working.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
We work all day,
we get no pay.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho,
hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
No,
hi-ho, 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 it's off to work we go.
No money, lots of work. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Leah, I just want to ask you one last question. I know you have some text.
It's off to work we go.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
There's no stopping you now, Leah.
Where are they going to, Leah?
You'll be doing
off
over.
Off to work they go. Hi-ho. Come on, Leah. Hi-ho.
It's off to work we go.
We work all day. We
no work,
no
pay,
pay
no money. Hi-ho.
Well,
hi-ho.
Well, what? Leah, tell me this. I know that you've got a cat and a dog, but can you tell me their names? I know that they both begin with L.
Lulu is the cat,
yes,
and Lucy is the dog.
Oh, no, and tell me what Lulu does every night.
He always cuddles up with Adam and
yes,
maybe me.
Oh, isn't that very, very good? Well, I'm delighted to hear it. And now, I know that you asked for one more thing there. That's the soggy doggy. What's a soggy doggy, Leah?
It's a game, and it's... You go around the board, and you have to press, like, a button, I think.
Yeah, go ahead, yes. And do you
then
use it?
The dog will... There's a dog in the game, and it, like, splashes water around the place.
Oh, I know those doggies all right. Just when they come out from the ponds and they shake all over you, you can be drowned from head to toe. Well, Lee, it was lovely talking to you. And I'll tell you what, just before we say bye-bye, we'll sing one little quick verse of hi-ho. Off you go. Hi-ho,
hi-ho.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
It's off to work we go.
We work all day,
we get no pay.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, ho 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 ho.
Hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work we go. Words
work no pay. We sing all day, we get no pay. Hoo ha, hi ho, hi ho.
Well, Lily, I'm sure that was a great panto that you saw, and thank you very much for entertaining. Bye bye, and go to bed early tonight, and I'll try and bring you all of the things that you asked me to.
Okay, Leah.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, Leah.
Now,
bye
if you want to talk to Santa, you got to text 51551, so do it now.
RTE Radio 1.
RTE Radio 1.
Phil Collins returns to Ireland after 12 years for one night only. Aviva Stadium, June 25th. Performing all his greatest hits. Tickets available now from Ticketmaster. The legendary Phil Collins on his Not Dead Yet tour. Tickets available now.
Live music updates on RTE Radio 1.
Eason at Christmas is a world of inspiration with hundreds of 3-for-2 gifts for everyone, including books like Conclave by Robert Harris, Waterford Whispers Breaking News, Closed Casket by Sophie Hannah, Ken McGrath's Hand on Heart, and Rachel Allen's Recipes from My Mother. And remember, buy two and get the third one free. Eason, inspired Christmas giving.
Zero arguments thanks to spacious rear legroom.
It's me!
Zero cold bums thanks to the heated seats. And because of the built-in umbrellas, zero chances of getting caught in the rain. Zero reasons not to own a new Skoda Superb, jam-packed with luxury features. And with clever ways to help you pay for a new Skoda Superb, there are zero reasons not to order one before January 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Skoda, simply clever.
Hi, Theresa Mannion here with a road safety alert for bad weather. Your vehicle may be blown off course in strong winds, so slow down. Watch out too for vehicles and cyclists veering across the road and fallen debris like branches. Visit rsa.ie from the Road Safety Authority.
Give the gift of music this Christmas with a National Concert Hall gift card. Available from nch.ie or 01-417-0000. New Year concerts include Anuna, The Gruffalo with Live Orchestra, St. Petersburg Philharmonic, Johann Strauss Gala, and so much more. National Concert Hall gift cards. The ideal Christmas gift.
Christmas is a time to come together across motorways and runways in all sorts of weather.
Can you hear me?
And those, alas, who are still too far away will
now I can see
settle for a video call on Christmas Day.
Happy Christmas.
Christmas morning, still pyjama attired, the kids play with new toys, completely wired, till the batteries run out, and then at last, you give in to cries of chocolate for breakfast. A knock on the door disturbs this contented scene. A shout, then laughter, lots more voices, and a scream. It's Sean from Oz and Laura from Boston, Granny Kay, Nana, Grandad, and a new baby cousin. And this year it happens. It's a special year, you see. This year it's Christmas with all your family.
It's the Christmas with everyone here jackpot. The Lotto jackpot is an estimated 4.5 million euro. Time to play. Play responsibly. Play for fun.
So remember, if you want to talk to Santa today, we have given the airwaves over to the Children of Ireland. Once a year, RTE Radio 1 does this when we're lucky enough to get to talk to Santa. So get your mum and dad to text 51551 with your name and contact details, and then we'll get back to you if we can. Santa, are you still there in the North Pole?
Still here, Derek, and I'm glad I took your advice to come indoors because the snow has started again.
Ooh.
And it's drifting up against the windows. Now, I know that Aveen Murphy is a great friend of the Mooney Meets Santa show, and Aveen wants us every year to say Pula Fuca Dam.
Pula Fuca Dam.
Pula Fuca Dam.
Pula Fuca Dam, Santa.
Yes, it's Pula Fuca, not Pula Fuca.
Pula Fuca.
Pula Fuca. There you are, Aveen, and I know that your sister Quiva will be listening in as well. And hello to Mum and Dad, that's Anne and Colm, and your cousins Richard and Michaela, and their Mum and Dad, Margaret and Michael. And hello to nephews Josh and Liam, and they are big Man City and Man United fans. Now I have another fan here, and that's Fionn Kelly, and he's a big fan of St. Pat's, and he wants season tickets for St. Pat's, and he's moving into a new home in 2017, but this Christmas he'll be with his grandmother Anne and his granddaddy Paddy, so Santa knows where to find you. Hello too to Sean Fox Teller. Oh, that's a lovely name, Sean Fox. I wonder, does Sean Fox turn white in the winter like the Arctic Fox does up here, Derek?
Oh, the Arctic Fox does where you are, but it doesn't do it down here, Santa.
Oh, not down in Tala. Well, I'm glad, Sean, that you won't be changing colour for the Christmas. And your brother, Mark, is a big Liverpool fan.
That's baby Mark, I think.
Oh, is that baby Mark? Well, it's brother Mark. Oh, he's a big Liverpool fan anyway, no matter what.
He's 21, Santa.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. And Mam Lorraine and Dad Mikey. And Sean loves dinosaurs. Now, I have a special surprise, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, they'll be very excited up in that household,
yes,
Santa.
Yes, they will indeed.
Can we go to the phones again, Santa?
Oh, you can, of course, Derek, yes.
Hello, is that Isla and Naya?
Hi.
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Is that Isla or is it Naila? Hello, this is...
Ayla.
Ayla. Ayla, Ayla, Ayla. Ho, ho, ho. What would you like to say to Santa?
Well, I'm really excited for Christmas, and
yes.
I can't wait, and I'm just really happy you're coming.
Tell me, thank you very much indeed. I'm delighted to be calling to you, Ayla and Naya. Tell me this, are you in a car at the moment?
Yes.
And who's driving the car?
My daddy.
And where are you going? Hello, Daddy. Thank you. Keep your eyes on the road now.
Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hand on the wheel, and keep your oven eye on the road ahead.
Derek, I just want to ask Ayla, you're going to Waterford, Ayla. Where are you going to in Waterford?
My granny's house.
Oh, and what's granny's name?
Granny.
Her name is Mary.
Oh, isn't that very nice? That's a lovely name for Christmas. Now tell me this, Ayla, what did you ask Santa Claus to bring you?
Pardon?
What did you ask Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas?
I asked for a Hatchimal.
Oh, a
Zoomer Hedges.
Very good. And tell me, Ayla, now, Leah sang a song for us there, Hi Ho, Hi Ho. Can you sing a little song for Santa Claus?
Okay.
A Christmassy song. Jingle.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh,
what fun it is to ride on a one horse open sleigh.
Hey, oh, jingle bells. Join in, Daddy.
Jingle all the way.
Oh,
what fun it is to ride on a one horse open sleigh. Hey!
Very good.
Yay,
oh, that was
marvelous.
And can I just have a say quickly to Daddy, if you meet any guards there on the road, you can tell them that you're talking to Santa Claus. And if they ask to breathalyze you, you can say, no, you talk to Santa Claus, Garda. That way he'll believe you. Okay. Ayla, I enjoy talking. Is Naya with you or is she there?
Naya.
Though?
Naya.
Yeah, she's beside me.
Oh, well, I have a quick word with Naya. Hello, Naya.
Hello.
Hello, Naya. What age are you?
Three.
Count on your fingers. One.
Three,
are you? And what would you like Santa to bring you?
I said Daddy was chasing snowflakes.
Oh, I'll definitely bring that. Have you a little song for Santa Claus? You can
yeah.
even... Yeah, go ahead, Naya. Oh, that's lovely, Naya. Thank you very much. And can I say to Ayla and Naya and Daddy and whoever else is in the car, have a safe journey to Waterford and thank you for talking to Santa Claus. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
They were lovely, weren't they, Santa?
Oh, they were very, very nice children. Yes.
And it's really important to everybody on the road today to drive with care, to drive
right.
slowly and get there safely.
Better to arrive slowly than not arrive at all.
No tailgating today.
Yes. Okay.
We're going now to Rachel and Philip O'Flynn, Santa, and they're in Cork. Guess which part of Cork they're in, Santa? Come on, guess. Come on, Santa, guess.
Cork is a very big place.
I know it's a big place.
Oh, I bet you they're in Scariff.
No, no.
But Scariff was in Star
Begins
Wars.
With F and ends in Y.
Farmore.
Yay!
Oh, yes. Hello there, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you? Talking to Santa Claus.
Good.
And what would you like to ask, say to Santa Claus?
I'd like a surprise.
Tell me this. Did you leave the phone down and walk away?
No.
No, we're talking. Tell me all about the hens and the cows.
Well, we've a lot of hens and we collect the eggs every single day.
And do you go out and collect the eggs?
Yeah.
And how many eggs would they lay? Would they lay 6 eggs or a dozen eggs or 2 dozen? How many eggs?
100 eggs.
100 eggs? And you wouldn't eat 100 eggs for your breakfast, would you?
No.
No. How many eggs would you eat for your breakfast?
Two.
And tell me, Rachel, I know that you've got a sister. What's your sister's name?
Maeve.
And your brother is?
Philip.
Oh, yes. Now, let me just say something to you, Rachel. Do you have an elf on a shelf? And tell me if you have. And what does that elf on the shelf do? What does...
He goes around looking to see if we're good or bad.
Oh, yes.
And he goes to tell you afterwards.
Yes. And does he knock things over?
Sometimes.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll have to tell the elf on the shelf that I'll have the robins looking out for him now, and he has to behave himself as well. Now, I know that you sent a lovely drawing of a reindeer to Santa Claus. Where did you draw that?
At my house on the dining table.
And how did you make the antlers so sparkly?
I don't know.
You don't know how they were so sparkly, because normally the reindeer's antlers aren't that sparkly at all. Now, I know that you have a song that you'd like to sing for Santa, and it's a song that Santa's not very familiar with. Would you mind singing it for me?
Yeah.
And what's this it? What's it called, Rachel?
And this moment is magic.
Oh, yes. Well, sing that song for Santa.
This moment is magic. Hold it in your hands. There's a new day dawning for the earth. God has sent his only son, the Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a king. We can believe in. He's a king. We can believe in. The bells are ringing out. And tell your honeys, there's a new day dawning for the earth. God has sent his only son, the Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a king, we can't believe in. He's a king, we can't believe in.
That's very, very good, Rachel. That's excellent. I think that's definitely worth a space scooter and maybe some of the Lego that you asked for. And I know... Tell me, what's your dog's name? I know you have a little dog.
Max.
Max! And what would Max like from Santa?
He would like a bone and maybe a collar.
A new collar, right so. And will you leave the colour of the collar up to Santa to bring along? Or will I bring a red collar for Max?
an orange colour.
An orange? And what colour is Max himself?
Black.
Oh, yes. And Derek was doing a lot of barking here. I think it was himself. I don't think Derek has a doggy in the studio. I think he's barking himself. Well, Rachel...
He's barking mad, Santa.
It was lovely talking to you. And tell me this. When you played...
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And happy Christmas from Santa Claus.
Happy Christmas. Back to the lucky dips, Santa. And
oh,
I see
yes.
that we have barely made a dent in the pile of letters that we have to get through. And as the stamp said to the Christmas card, stick with me and we'll go places.
Oh, going places is right, Derek. And I'm delighted to see that this year lots of young Irish people are no longer leaving Ireland but are actually coming home for Christmas from places far and wide, and the tears that are shed are now tears of joy.
Well, I'm sure Santa's going to be smiles through the tears in Dingle when Cian and Ronan Sly arrive. They're travelling from Sydney for their first ever Christmas in Ireland. Can you imagine that? Mammy is from Canberra in Australia, but Daddy is from Dingle and hasn't been home since 2001. That's 15 years down under, Santa. A long, long time to be away from home. Cian and Ronan hope you'll call to them in Dingle and maybe bring some Star Wars stuff.
Yes.
Since the Skelligs are now a feature in that movie, Santa, have you seen the latest one, Rogue One?
I saw Rogue One yesterday. Myself and Noel and all the elves had a look at it. Yes, we just took a little break. It's not bad at all. An awful lot of crash, bang, wallop in it.
Well, that's what you find in the Star Wars movies. Crash, yes. Bang, wallop. Danielle will be travelling home from London. So Gran Celeste and Grandad John will be excited and delighted to have everyone home. And naturally, the whole family will be dressing up and going out with the Wren boys on St. Stephen's Day, so up the kettle and down with the pan. Give us a copper to spend with the Ran.
Do you know, Derek, that's the song, up with the kettle and down with the pan. Do you know, Derek, I think I might go back to Dingle myself on Stephen's Day and join in all the fun with the Wren boys.
You could comb your beard over your head, Santa, and go disguised as Donald Trump.
Oh, Derek, I'm. It's not that easy to fool the people in Kerry with comb-overs on top of their heads.
Well, I'm sure there will be lots of Donalds blowing their trumpets in the Wren boys this year, Santa.
Well, yes, indeed. And it's a big jump from the Wren boys to the Kiwi girls. And I know that four lovely lasses from Auckland in New Zealand will be staying with their Auntie Anne in Dublin this year. And they are Eilish, Tia, Niamh and Tegan. And they'll be flying in with their Mam Rihanna and Dad Kerry to spend Christmas with their cousins Kieran and Orna, as well as Uncles Tiernan and Garvin and Aunties Angela and Maureen. And the girls don't mind missing the summer weather down there in New Zealand and hope that Santa can bring some snow as well as presents to Aunt Anne's house in Rathfarnham. I'll tell you what, girls, I leave you a leaf of lettuce under the Christmas tree and you can say that it's only the tip of the iceberg.
So long as you don't bring any Brussels to Britain, Santa, on account of the Brexit, it'll be business as usual. You know I'm a big fan of mushy Brussels.
Oh, really?
Mushy Brussels. Oh, yeah.
No.
Every Christmas morning I have a fried egg, bangers, mash and mushy Brussels.
Mushy Brussels.
Mushy Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's unusual.
Oh, Derek. I invented them
you
myself.
How did you do that?
By mushing them.
Oh, I see. Very good.
You normally
thought maybe Rachel Allen might have helped you.
Not at all.
Yes, yes.
Mushy Brussels.
Mushy Brussels. That sounds
get
like
them
a
on
song.
The shelves of Lidl and Aldi.
Poor old mushy Brussels. Go on, Derek. Yes.
Now, here's a request you can't ignore, Santa. It's from someone who has listened to you on the radio for the past 46 years.
Good Lord.
Gosh, Santa, that's a long time ago when the radio was in black and white and O'Donnell Laboo was in the top 10. Did they have any dinosaurs back then?
Oh, yes, indeed, Derek. Yes, there was the CIE and the ESP and the PNT, but they were harmless enough if you left them alone. Not like the Irish water monster that terrifies all the people nowadays.
And just when you thought it was safe to go back into the bath, Santa.
Bum, 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 bum,
well, I'm sure that Pat
and Carmel Talon remember them because they are pensioners and they remember Santa and the old steam wireless. Their daughter Nina and their four grandchildren Olivia, Rory, Dara and Charlie live in Sydney, Australia, but they will be coming to spend Christmas in Ireland, so please make it a special Christmas and make a wish come true by saying a big Santa Cade Mila Falsha to Charlie and his family.
Ta Falsha Roy Varashka Hirn, August Nolikona Div Golair. I hope you're enjoying Ireland as much as Ireland enjoyed beating the All Blacks for the first time since Granda was a boy.
Well, it seems, Santa, that the tide is reversing and people are returning from down under, but to all those who are in Australia and New Zealand over Christmas, we send our best wishes and season's greetings, and I hope this little song will bring a smile to your face. You've heard of snail mail, you've heard of l'escargot, but have you heard of the snail song, Santa?
The snail song? Well, I can't say I have, Derek. Is it a track on an album? Or maybe I'm mixing that up with the frog chorus.
Nope, Santa, the snail song is special. So for all our visitors from down under, we'll play a little bit of it now as a holiday treat.
Oh, very good.
One of the oldest species that the world has ever seen. I hardly seem to move, but you can see where I have been. 'Cause everywhere I go, I leave a silver slimy trail. You guessed it, I'm a snail. I like to take things slowly, nice and easy, that's my style. 'Cause when you take things slowly, every inch is like a mile. There's no need to hurry, it will only make you puff. Snail's pace is fast enough. Snail's pace is fast enough for me. Snail's pace, there's plenty of things to see. It doesn't matter if the road is smooth or rough. Snail's pace is fast enough. Garden with my home upon my back. It comes in very handy when I'm under an attack. I hide away all day beneath the vegetables and ferns and live a life of leisure with my friends the slugs and worms. In France the people eat me 'cause they think I'm very tasty. But if they go to cook me up that still won't make me hasty. In the face of danger or when things are getting tough, snail's pace is fast enough. Snail's pace is fast enough for me. Snail's pace, there's plenty of things to see. It doesn't matter if the road is smooth or rough, snail's pace is fast enough.
Snail's pace is fast enough for me. Snail's pace. I love this song, Santa. Isn't it a lovely song?
Oh, yes, but
rough. Snail's pace fast enough. Do you like that song, Santa?
I think that's very, very funny. You see, there's no snails up here at the North Pole at all, Derek. So that's a very, very funny song for me. No, he's talking about snail's pace, Derek.
Yes, Santa.
What's a snail's pace?
Don't ask me anything complicated now,
Santa. No, what's a snail's pace?
You mean how fast can a snail go? How far it can move?
No, when they're out walking, how fast can
they go? They can move something like 45 metres per hour, Santa.
45 metres, Derek?
Yeah. Not very far. They are the slowest creature on Earth.
Oh, I see.
Did you know that?
Well, I did not know that, Derek, you see, because there's none of them up here at all, at all, at all.
Well, let me ask you a question about your reindeer.
Yes.
All right, because I know that reindeer can move about, 20 kilometres per hour, normally. But that your guys, they go real fast.
They certainly do, Derek.
Or they can go something like 650 miles per second.
Per second, and do you know what that is? That's 3,000 times the speed of sound.
Wow.
That is pretty fast.
How do you get them to go so fast?
Well, the thing about Derek, you know the two boys that won the silver medal for rowing? The O'Donovan
from Cork.
Well, they said, they have a great saying, they said, pull like a dog. Well, I say to Rudolph and the reindeer, I said, look, if those lads can pull like a dog, surely you can pull like two dogs, or even like reindeer. You see, the reindeer don't fly all the year round, Derek. They only start flying about the end of November, and then they start going up and up and up, little more jumps as the sun disappears altogether. You see, it's the complete darkness up here in the North Pole that makes the reindeer be able to fly. First of all, they can go for about a half a mile by just jumping up in the air, and then gradually they go higher and higher and faster, and it's a secret, Derek, it's a magic. It's magic. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
It's pure magic, Santa.
Pure magic.
Because you've got to go all around the world tonight.
Oh, yes, indeed.
What time do you set off?
Well, I set off at 6 o'clock from the North Pole, Derek, and the first stop is usually Iceland, and then I head over all the way around the world, flying to keep up with the sun, and that's it.
What time do you get to Bray?
Oh, I'd say I should be in Bray about, sometime between 10 in the morning.
Oh, that time?
Yes, around 10 in the morning.
What time is that again, sir?
In the morning.
When everybody's in bed asleep?
Yes. I never arrive when anyone's still awake, because you wouldn't want to frighten people. They'd think it was a burglar coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You see, that's it.
So what time is it again?
It's in the morning.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, all the boys and girls are listening. You can text into 51551 if you know what time that is. Try guess what time Santa arrives. Say it again, Santa.
I arrive at in the morning.
So what time is Santa saying? It's...
In the morning. Yes.
Text 51551.
And it's still dark now. It's still
dark.
The horse is still dark.
Very
yes.
dark.
Yes, and I leave the reindeer up on the roof with the sleigh on the roof. Yes.
What time is that again?
It's in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to somebody else now. Is it Maya we're going to say hello to next, is it? Hello, Maya.
Hi.
Hello, Maya. You're phoning me from whereabouts?
In Trim, County Meath.
Trim, County Meath. And are you all set for Santa Claus this evening?
Yeah.
How are you set for Santa?
I have all my Christmas stuff up.
Oh, and tell me all about the Christmas stuff now. What's that?
I have 5 stockings. I have a Christmas tree. I have 2. One for the kitchen, one for my living room. And I have some tinsel and loads of angels on it. And we made some gingerbread men to put on the tree.
Oh, isn't that great? Who made the gingerbread men?
Me and my brother.
And what's your brother's name?
Sean.
Sean. And Sean is 6, isn't he?
Yeah.
And do you have another brother? And tell me his name.
Charlie.
And what age is Charlie?
He's 2.
Oh, he's 2. Yes, indeed. And tell me this. Where's your daddy now today? Is he working whereabouts?
In Intel.
Always working in town. Maya, somebody tells me that you play the tin whistle, and I'd love to hear a tune on the tin whistle.
Oh, fantastic.
So can you take out the tin whistle there and play a tune for Santa Claus?
Okay.
Somebody will have to hold the telephone while she's doing that, Santa.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hasn't got 3 hands, you know.
It'll be Mammy Julie, I'm sure, will hold the telephone for Maya to play the tin.
You know everything about everybody.
Well, yes, indeed.
You know Mammy's name and everything.
I do. Off you go, Maya. Play the tin whistle.
Santa. The King, we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
That was very nice, Maya. That was very, very good. Now, tell me, what would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
A leotard for my gymnastics and this little skip thing, a skip hoop.
A skip hoop. Yes, I'll do that indeed. Maya, thank you so, so much for playing the tin whistle for me. And be sure to go to bed early because I'll be arriving at in the morning. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, Maya. Bye-bye to Maya and bye to Charlie and bye to Sean.
Bye.
And bye to all the O'Donoghues who are listening in. Bye-bye from Santa Claus.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you do a really long bye, Santa?
I can't really, Derek. No, because if I go too long, I'll do a long ho-ho, but I can't do a long bye-bye.
What's the longest ho-ho-ho you've ever done?
Oh, I think it was about 2 minutes one time, Derek.
I've got my stopwatch on, Santa. Off you go. Three,
no,
two, one.
No, I tell you what, that would be a waste of 2 minutes, Derek.
Will we talk to somebody on the phone, then?
We'll talk to somebody else, yes.
Cassie Phelan. Hello, Cassie.
Hello,
Cassie. This is Santa Claus here. And I know that you live just outside Carrick-on-Shore, but what school do you go to, Cassie? What school? I said, what school?
What did you say?
I said, what school do you go to, Cassie?
Crahanna-ness.
Crahanna School. And tell me, what do you like in school the best?
Mats.
And are they rugs or mats that you put on the floor? Or are they Malcolm mats? What sort of mats are they?
Mats.
Oh, you mean sums, like 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, that sort of mats?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Now, tell me this. I know that somebody arrived in your house last, not somebody, but something, we'll say. And what's the name of the thing that arrived into your house and's the best thing ever?
Daisy.
And who is Daisy?
A dog.
A doggy. Now, tell me about Daisy the dog.
She's a girl.
She's a good dog, is she? Now, tell me this. Have you got any brothers and sisters, and what are their names?
I've got 2 sisters.
And what are their names?
Hannah and Aisling.
Hannah and Aisling. And I think that, Aisling, is she going to be singing in the choir, or who will be singing in the choir?
Hannah will be singing in the choir.
Oh, will she indeed? And when will she be singing in the choir?
Today.
Tonight at Mass, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that very good? What would you like Santa to bring you?
A 2DS, a Charles Dyle set, and an annual.
And an annual. I'll do my... What sort of annual would you like me to bring you, Cassie? Any sort?
A Charles annual.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll definitely bring that, and I might bring a surprise. And tell me this now. Where is the Christmas tree?
In the sitting room.
Is it in the sitting room? Who decorated it?
Me, my family.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, and I certainly will bring all of those things along for Hannah and Cassie and Aisling tonight. So bye-bye from Santa Claus. And bye from Derek.
Bye.
Derek is in Dublin.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling Santa.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Harry Brown is next, Santa. Say hello to Harry.
Hello, Harry Brown.
Hello.
Harry, I believe that you're a very, very good boy because you've been... Your name has come up on the Santa Claus program every year. But tell me, what did you do that was extra special this year, Harry?
I tidied my room this morning, and for my birthday, I have a big party and I ask people to bring money for Oral in the Children's Hospital in Dublin. And I give all the money to the sick children.
Well, that is very, very, very good indeed, Harry. Harry, I know that this year that you gave over €370 to the Laura Lynn Trust. Now, will you tell all of the listeners what the Laura Lynn Trust is?
Well, it's this hospital in Dublin, and the person that runs it is called Laura Lynn. It's a hospital where children go where they're really sick.
Oh, isn't that very... And I believe that they're starting Children Helping Children next year. And I think, you know, that you'd make a very good ambassador. You know what an ambassador is, Harry, don't you?
No.
Well, an ambassador is somebody who goes out to represent some big organization or a country or something like that. And everybody listens to that person because they're the person that knows most about it. And I think that you've been very good. I know that for the last 5 years, Harry, you've been helping the Laura Lynn Trust, haven't you?
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So in return for that, what would you like Santa Claus to bring you, Harry?
An electric race car track and Minecraft Lego, please.
Oh, well, I'll do my very best to bring those along to you, Harry, because you're so good collecting that money for the Laura Lynn. And where did you live? You live down in Kilkenny, isn't it?
Yep. In the city, Kyle, County Kilkenny.
That's it. Oh, yes. Well, do you know something, Harry? Kilkenny were in hard luck this year, but I suppose Tip have to win it some year. But you never know. It might be your turn next year, Harry. And I'm looking forward to seeing you representing the Laura Lynn Trust in 2017. And thank you so much, Harry. You're a very good boy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now, Harry.
Bye.
Bye, Harry. I bet his parents are very, 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 very proud of him.
I think they are, because that's something else. Now, to give all of your birthday money away to somebody else and to do it for 5 years, Derek, that is very, very good, isn't it?
And such a good cause. Now, Santa, I have a name in front of me, somebody we need to say hello to. See if you can guess who it is. Now, I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to telepathically send you. I'm sending it up there all the way to the North Pole.
Well, it's AC, so it's Alex.
Yes.
Alex, and it's Alex Cronin. Yes.
Fantastic.
And Alex is 10.
Yeah.
And his mom and dad are Kevin and Dawn. And I think that Alex, he likes M&M's.
M&M's?
But not the sweets. I think, doesn't he like the singer, M&M?
He's a fan of the singer? M&M? And he's only 10?
Well, he either likes the sweets or the singer.
Well, he's listening in.
Oh, well, Alex, I know that you like M&M's, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring one of each.
Well, he's in fourth class, Santa.
Well, that's fantastic.
In primary school.
Well, you're very good, Alex.
He's a fantastic kid.
It is fantastic. Derek, I see it's coming up to 3 o'clock now. Will you going to be going to the news, or what would you like me to do?
Going to go to the news in just a moment, Santa. I just have enough time to tell everybody again and remind them that you got to text 51551 if you want to get on and say hello to Santa today. And remember, boys and girls, Santa will be arriving at your home tonight at...
I'll be arriving at in the morning.
It'll
be between in the morning.
Right, Santa. Very good indeed. Okay, it's 3 o'clock. Time for news headlines now with Brian Finn.
Thanks, Derek. Good afternoon from the newsroom. Police in Tunisia are questioning the nephew of the suspected Berlin truck attacker and two other men who they say are members of a terrorist cell. A statement from the country's interior ministry says that the three suspects, who are aged between 18 and 27, were arrested yesterday and claimed that Anis Amri's nephew had confessed to pledging allegiance to so-called Islamic State. The statement made no direct link between the arrests and Monday's attack at a Christmas market in the German capital, in which 12 people were killed and 48 others injured. The chief suspect, Anis Amri, was shot dead by Italian police in Milan yesterday. Israel has rejected what it calls a shameful UN Security Council resolution demanding an end to settlement building on occupied Palestinian territory. In an unusual move, the United States, Israel's traditional ally, chose not to use its veto, allowing the vote to pass. The White House said President Obama felt compelled to act in the absence of a meaningful peace process. The resolution says the building of settlements is harming the chances for peace. In response, US President-elect Donald Trump has indicated his support for Israel. The Philippine authorities have begun an evacuation operation involving thousands of people from eastern coastal areas ahead of the expected landfall of Typhoon Nina tomorrow. The storm is expected to have winds gusting up to 250 kilometers per hour. It's forecast to hit the main Philippine island of Luzon, including the capital Manila, on Monday.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Aer Lingus. With half-price bags and seats for children, when Smart wants their family to come first, Smart flies Aer Lingus.
Some scattered showers with cloud thickening throughout the day and becoming quite windy. Afternoon temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees, rising as high as 13 degrees in some places during the evening. There's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force today, tonight and tomorrow on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea. That's all from the newsroom for the moment.
Thank you, Brian.
RTE Radio 1.
From the heat of battle to the diplomatic arena, from God Save the King to the Soldier's Song, Ireland has had a number of official and unofficial anthems. Michael Murphy explores the history of our national expression through song and music in Ireland's National Anthems, the final lyric feature of the year, Friday, 30th of December at 7 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM.
Switch on Christmas with RTE.
When everyone else is shouting about discounts, we thought we'd gently remind you that buying an Audi from our 171 range is as affordable as ever. No gimmicks, no trickery, just low APR rates, affordable monthly payments, and a guaranteed future value all year round. To discover more about our smart saving solutions, visit your local Audi dealer today. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Audi Finance is a trading style of Volkswagen Bank GmbH Branch Ireland, authorised by the Federal Financial Supervisory Authority in Germany and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
RTE Radio 1.
Phil Collins returns to Ireland after 12 years. For one night only, Aviva Stadium, June 25th. Performing all his greatest hits. Tickets available now from Ticketmaster. Think twice. The legendary Phil Collins on his Not Dead Yet tour. Tickets available now.
Live music updates on RTE Radio 1.
Text 51551 if you want to talk to Santa. Santa!
Now, I hope that you're listening, Leila Alihensi, because you've been a very busy girl and you can never sit still. I know that you moved to Westport this year, Leila, and your new home is in the Elms, and I know which number it is. Leila Ali is 5 and is a great swimmer who goes swimming with Granny Gemma. Leila's cousin Luke Hensi Vera is also 5, and Luke will be travelling from Dublin to Westport for Christmas, and the big surprise is Uncle Shane has come home from sailing in the South Pacific. Do you know, I think I saw his little boat near the Galapagos Islands this time last year. Now, Uncle Dara, Jess and the dog have moved into their new home, but they will call in for Christmas to see how Grandad John got on during his walk in the Camino, and Rory, Gara, Trina and Annie will be there for the festive fun. And to top it all off, Santa has the Play-Doh and My Little Pony for Leila and a really good fun toy for Luke. And I haven't forgotten Grace and Jimmy Kyo from Revenue Row. Jimmy is 4 and hopes that Santa will bring him a Paw Patrol. Ho, ho, ho. Grace is 7 and would love a mermaid's tail. Oh, I hope you don't go swing around in Clew Bay, Grace, with the mermaid's tail on, because the tourist board might keep you there just like Fungi the Dingle Dolphin.
Bonjour, Santa.
Ah, oui, bonjour, Derek. Parlez-vous français?
Je suis désolé, je ne parle pas français. I'm just reading the letter of a line, Santa. Don't give me a hard time. It's the first letter of a line from Sean Miguel in France. Sean is 5.5 years old and a little bit worried about...
Whether I will find him tonight.
Not necessarily. The number one query, Santa. Sean lives in Béziers in France with his mama, papa and little sister Lainey, who is 1.5 years old. And this year, Sean and his family will be staying with Granddad and Granny in Fox Rock in Dublin. And Sean is worried that you might bring the presents to the wrong address.
Oh, well, pas de problème, Sean. Je vais vous trouver ce soir dans la maison de votre grand-père et grand-mère.
Merci, Santa.
There you go, Sean. The problems are solved and no more worries. And Sean is going to leave out a glass of wine for me. Well, it must be the year of the French, because our good friend Lily and Luke from Villiers-sur-Bonne-Yvette have sent in another fabulous card full of fun and all the latest news from France. Lily is still saying Janie Mac, because it's Derek's favourite phrase.
Oh, Janie Mac. I don't really say Janie Mac, do I, Santa?
Almost as many times as Santa says, bless my beard and whiskers.
Right, that's New Year's resolution number one. Stop saying Janie Mac all the time. Lily and Luke and their family will be in Dublin for Christmas and hope that Santa will bring a little notebook for Lily and a bus for Luke.
That's another bus. Well, I brought a bus for Luke last year.
At this rate, Santa, Luke will have more buses than Shane Ross, the minister for bus rolls. Lily tells me that Auntie Smish, Smish,
that's it, Smish,
Smish, and Uncle John had a baby called Sam, and it's Sam's first Christmas, so a nice cuddly toy, please, Santa. Lily and Luke would like to wish all their aunts and uncles, their cousins, their in-laws, outlaws, their friends in Ireland and France, especially Maylis, is that Maylis?
Maylis.
And Emmy, their best friends ever.
A joyeux Noël.
Very happy Christmas.
And thank you so much for the beautiful handmade card, Lily. It will take pride of place on Santa's mantelpiece. Now, it's a big jump from France to Manchester to Calcutta. But little Maya Byrne, or Maya, will be flying into Dublin from Manchester with her daddy Adrian and mammy Gayatri to spend Christmas with her aunties and uncles, granny and granddad, great-granny O'Sullivan, and all her cousins and friends. Maya would like to send a special Christmas greeting to her granny and granddad Layla and John, who live in Calcutta, but they will be listening into Santa Claus on the internet. And hello to Auntie Vachu, who works in Bollywood making the movies. Maya was in Kerry earlier this year for Ian and Claire's wedding and had a great time in the kingdom. Maya will be listening out for Santa and hopes it's not too hot tonight by the time Santa gets to Calcutta with the presents for her family in India. Ho, 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 well, don't worry, Maya. Mrs. Santa has packed a flask for me with a nice cool drink in it, and when I get to India, I hope that Grandad John will leave out a tasty snack for me when I visit them in Calcutta, and I might even have time to see some of the wonderful photographs that Grandad took in Donegal this year.
Santa, lots of people want to speak to you on the telephone, so let's say hello now to Ben Newton, who's in Dublin.
Well, yes, Ben Newton. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Santa.
Well, tell me, Ben, everything you want to say to Santa in 2 minutes.
Happy Christmas, Santa.
Thank you very much indeed, yes.
And I hope you have a good flight on this Christmas.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. And did you have a good flight or did you come by ship?
I went by ship.
Oh, did you? And what was it like at sea? Tell me with the bad weather.
It was very bumpy on the ship.
Oh, was it, Ben? And were you all right, or did you get sick, or did you feel your tummy was upset?
I was fine because we had a cabin, so I slept.
Did you? Oh, yes. Were you downstairs in the cabin, or whereabouts were you?
We were at the top.
Oh, at the top. Very good. And where did you sail from, Ben?
Pardon, Santa?
Where did you sail from? Did you sail from Liverpool or from Holyhead?
We sailed from Wales.
Oh, from Wales. Whereabouts? Was it Fishguard?
Holyhead.
Holyhead in Wales. Now, Ben, I know you're dying to ask Santa to bring you something nice, but what would you like me to bring you?
Some Lego, please.
Yeah? Oh, well, of course I'll bring you some Lego, Ben. What would you like to build with the Lego?
I'd like to build a... police station.
A police station, oh yes. And Ben, have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I've got a sister.
And what's her name?
Sophie.
Sophie, and what age is Sophia?
Pardon?
What age is she?
5 years old.
Five, and what would Sophia like? Or is she there with you? Would she like to say hello?
She'll like some lipstick.
Lipstick for 5? Oh, that's all right, so. Well, so long as she doesn't put it on the end of her nose and go around looking like Rudolph. Oh, no. Well, I'll bring some lipstick. Of course I will, Ben. And tell me, Ben, what time will you go to bed at tonight?
7. 7:30.
7:30. And what time do you think Santa calls in the morning when I said I'd call it?
Maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, very close, Ben.
Guess
very,
again, Ben.
Very
guess
close.
Again, Ben. Guess again, Ben.
Oh, now, Derek, you can't give him too many
you
guesses.
You can let him guess again.
All guesses.
It's a special
again.
Day. Go on, Ben. Have another guess.
12:30.
Say it once more. You're getting close. You're getting close, Ben. Say it again, Santa.
A 2:45.
Well, very close. You're right. It is
I have a suggestion.
Yes?
Now, Ben, are you listening?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Santa, you tell Ben what time you come at. Now, listen very carefully, Ben. Go ahead, Santa.
I'll be there in the morning.
Now, you say that, Ben.
Pardon?
You repeat what Santa has said there. Say it again, Santa.
I'll be there at in the morning.
Now, you say that, Ben.
I'll be there at...
It's all right, Ben. Don't worry. Derek is an awful messer altogether. And he's like Noel, my old helper. He's always out for mischief, especially at this time of the year. And if he's not pulling Christmas crackers, he's throwing mince pies all around the place.
Oh, I love mince pies and mushy peas.
And what are you going to have for the Christmas Brussels. Dinner, Ben?
Pardon?
What are you going to have for the Christmas dinner?
I think we're having Christmas pudding with some cream on top for dessert.
Oh, lovely. And where are you staying in Ireland, Ben?
Pardon?
Whereabouts are you staying?
I'm staying in Dublin with my Nana and Granddad.
Oh, yes. Would you like to wish them a very happy Christmas now?
Happy Christmas, Nana and Grandad.
Oh, that's very good. Now, Ben, one last request from Santa Claus. Could you sing a Christmas song for us?
I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ben, thank you very, very much. And I hope when you're sailing back that the weather will be much nicer and calmer. Bye-bye, Ben.
Bye-bye, Ben.
And see you tonight.
Bye-bye, Sophie.
Bye-bye, Sophie. Bye, Ben.
Bye.
Let's go to Killian and Bella Finn now, Santa. Killian and Bella Finn.
Oh, aren't they lovely names, Killian and Bella.
Yeah.
Hello, is that Killian?
Yeah.
And Killian, you're phoning me from whereabouts?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Ballybuckle.
Oh, very good, Ballybuckle. Now, Killian, what age are you?
Six.
And tell me, I know that it's Bella's birthday coming up. When will it be Bella's fifth birthday?
What?
Oh, yes. Now, what have you got a new kitten there, Killian?
Yeah, we got... How do you know we got a kitten called Charlie?
I know you've got a new kitten called Charlie and he's a tabby cat. And I know something else about the new bedroom downstairs for you, Killian. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I got a new bedroom.
Yes, and that's where Santa Claus will be calling in tonight to leave some of your presents in the new bedroom.
Yeah, I'll be down there before everybody.
Say that again, Killian.
I'll be down getting all the presents before everybody.
What time are you going to get up at in the morning?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Oh, yeah. And you know what they say about 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, the mammies and daddies will take them home to bed. So it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yes. He'll just be getting out of bed then. What would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
Pokemon cards and Pokemon figures and Lego. And that's all.
Be right. So, and what would Bella like from Santa Claus?
She wants glitter pens and colouring book.
Right, so.
Lip gloss and Sylvanian family.
More lip gloss. Oh.
And cabin and treehouse.
Oh, yes. And will I bring something for Bobby?
Oh, it could be a biscuit. Or Charlie could have a big box of milk.
A big box of milk for Charlie the kitten, yes. And a biscuit for Bobby the dog.
Yes. Well, can the milk have a little bit of water mixed with it because he might get sick then?
Oh, yes. And now tell me this. I know that there's something happening in January. You're Killian and Bella. You're going to have who's arriving in January?
We're going to have a new baby.
A new baby! Would you like a boy or a girl?
We don't know what we're going to have.
Oh, you don't know what you're going to have. Okay, so you haven't written off to see whether it's going to be a boy or a girl.
When it comes out, we'll know.
Oh, very good. tell me this, Killian. Do you have any Christmas song or any little song just to sing a verse for Santa?
I know one.
Do you? Will sing it.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin lays eggs. The Batmobile lost his room, the Joker ran away.
That's very funny. Oh, yes. Batman, oh, yes. Well, I might even throw in some Batman stuff as well. Thank you very much, Killian. Bye-bye from the North
Killian.
Pole. And bye-bye from Santa. Bye-bye.
We've got to say hello to Emer Leahy now, Santa. So Emer Leahy is on the phone for you now, Santa.
Hello, Emer.
Hi.
What would you like to say to Santa Claus?
Happy Christmas.
Well, thank you very much and many happy returns, Emma. And where are you phoning from?
Pardon?
Whereabouts are you phoning from?
In Cork.
Oh, in Cork. And what's the weather like down there? Is it very windy?
Yeah.
Is it cold?
Yeah, really.
Well, tell me, what would you like Santa to bring you?
The game Pie Face Showdown.
Yes.
And a chocolate lollipop.
Chocolate lollipop. And will you eat it all in one go? Or how will you eat the chocolate lollipop?
Or you put it in your mouth.
Oh, do you? Oh, I see. Oh, of course you do. And will you bite it? Or will you lick it? Or will you suck it? Or what? How will you get through the chocolate lollipop?
Well, you suck it.
Oh, lovely. And tell me this. Will you eat the lollipop before or after your Christmas dinner?
Before.
Oh, then you won't have any room in your tummy for your Christmas dinner if you eat the chocolate lollipop. Do you? Oh, no, you. I think that's what you want. You certainly wouldn't like a plate full of mushy Brussels sprouts. Sure you wouldn't.
No, I hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh, no, they're lovely when they're mushy.
Have you?
Oh, I'm telling you, they're fantastic. Have you never tried the mushy?
No.
Have you had mushy peas before?
No.
All right. So are you going to have...
I hate peas as well.
No, you have to eat your greens. They're very good for you.
I like broccoli.
You like broccoli?
But sure, broccoli is just Brussels sprouts with its hair brushed up.
Yeah, it gives you wind.
Oh.
But you're going to have lots of mushy Brussels sprouts tomorrow.
Chocolate lollipop as well.
In the middle of it. A big plate of mushy Brussels sprouts with a chocolate lolly in the middle.
That's disgusting.
That's gorgeous. Trust me, it's beautiful.
Don't mind him at all. He'd have you eating all sorts of stuff. Terrible stuff altogether for Christmas dinner. Well, listen, thank you very much for phoning Santa, and if you could just leave with a little verse of a song, we'd be very, very happy here at the North Pole.
And Santa?
Yes?
Can I say hello to my cousins?
Of course. Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
Hi, Dermot and Neil. In Galway, they're the Mellis.
Very good. Bye-bye now, and thank you very much for phoning Santa.
Bye-bye, Emer. Enjoy your mushy Brussels tomorrow. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye.
Lucy and Harry are in Selbridge and they want to talk to you now, Santa. Lucy and Harry. Santa's just having a little... I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll fly a kite for a moment because one of the best presents a friend of mine told me that he ever, ever got was a kite. And this is one of my favourite songs, Santa. You can take a little relax. Put your little toes up for a moment.
I will.
And have a little listen to this.
With tappins.
So, let's go. Fly a kite. I love it. Fly a kite. Oh. Santa, I love it. Do you have a kite, Santa?
Oh, yes, I use a kite up here at the North Pole to check the weather sometimes. And Mrs. Santa will be out flying the kite before I take off, because that's the way she finds out where the wind is best.
I see.
You see, the reindeer always fly into the wind when they're taking
off. Like aircraft?
Yes, exactly, because you get more lift that way. But once they're above the jet stream, then, Derek, that's when they fold back their antlers, close their eyes and go into hyperdrive. 3,000 times faster than the speed of sound.
Oh, yes. A lot faster than my snail.
Oh, yes.
Snail's pace.
Mr. Snail's pace himself.
Let's go talk to Lucy and Harry now in Selbridge, Santa. They were there a moment ago and they're back again. So Lucy and Harry is there.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Have you been really good?
Yeah.
And tell me now, what would you like Santa Claus to bring you?
Pottery, cool Heelys and a surprise.
Heelys? Oh, yes. Yeah. And tell me this, are you making something special for Santa Claus tonight?
Yes.
What are you making for Santa Claus?
Cookies.
Cookies? Special type of cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my favourite. Thank you very much indeed. Now, I know Daddy Rory. Has he been good this year?
Yeah.
Has he been very good?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll bring him... What was it he asked for? 4 cans of beans, was it? Daddy, I think Daddy wanted 4 cans of beans to see if he could go, let's fly a kite.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, have you any songs for Santa Claus, Lucy?
No.
No songs at all. Oh,
but we're in Phoenix Park and we fed all the reindeers.
Oh, tell me all about that. When did you go to the Phoenix Park?
My mom brought carrots and then we fed all the reindeers.
Oh, really? And had they any baby reindeer there?
And we saw 2.
So what size were they? Tell me about what they looked like. How big were they and whether they had antlers?
They're about medium size.
Oh, I see. Medium, yes. Yes. Bigger than a bigger than a dog and smaller than a donkey. Would that be it?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, listen, Lucy, thank you very much indeed for phoning Santa Claus. Now, I know that we have some more letters to get to.
We have
here,
a lot
Derek.
More, Santa, yes. But we need to talk to Evelyn Cusack.
Oh, Evelyn, yes.
At Met Erin, because she's going to let us know what the weather's going to be like, because a lot of people are contacting us to know, will you be okay? Because they have been told there's storms. It was Barbara, now it's Connor. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Oh,
well,
Evelyn, can you help us out, please?
Hello, Evelyn.
Hello, Santa. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Evelyn. It's lovely to talk to you. And Noel is just blushing red here, Evelyn. You know, you're his pin-up girl in the weather.
Aw, yes. I love Noel. Santa, I heard you saying Mrs. Claus helps you with your meteorological wind
forecast.
Yes, yes. I was very impressed. Yes.
Oh, yes, she flies the kite to see which way the wind is going. But you'll tell me all about it now.
Yeah, well, we do use weather balloons, all right, so I'm delighted to see Mrs. Claus is up to date. Now, it's exceptionally warm in the Arctic. It's only about 0 degrees or minus one, whereas normally it's about minus 20 degrees Celsius. So have you found that it's very warm?
Oh, yes. Well, the polar bears are telling me when they're coming out of the water that it's very, very warm this year. In fact...
Oh, I didn't know polar bears could talk.
Oh, yes. Oh, the polar bear talked to Santa Claus, and so does Sammy the Seal. You see, Santa is a bit like, you know the...
Magic.
Yes, it's magic. I can understand what the polar bears are saying. I can speak fluent teddy bear in any language.
Can you? Come on, yes, let's hear it then.
That's it. Yes, indeed.
Well, are you worried about... global warming, that the polar bears are getting less areas of ice to hunt, because it's the second least extent of Arctic ice this year since we started observing with meteorological satellites in the 70s. And we think that is due to global warming, because it's twice as quick at the Arctic as at anywhere else. So maybe you might have to relocate to the Antarctic. What do you think about that?
Well,
Santa?
I wouldn't mind going down to the Antarctic, but I've built up...
There's no polar bears.
No polar bears down there, but plenty of penguins. So maybe the penguins would help the elves in making some of the toys. But you know...
And you'd be nearer... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, they're not that very handy, the penguins, when they're making toys. But you never know. Evelyn, I might have to relocate. Well, thank you very much for the weather update. But you think it'll be all right for me tonight?
Yes, I think so. Just a little less clothes. And also, it's very windy, as you were mentioning. We're just at the tail end of Storm Barbara.
Yes.
And Storm Connor, which is an Irish name. We named that for Connor. And hello to my brother-in-law, Connor, in Kilkenny.
Very good.
That is heading towards Finland. So, in fact, there's a status red warning out for avalanches in Finland. So be careful if you're going that way. But I know you go east first, don't you?
So, I do indeed, yeah. Evelyn. Thank you very much. I see Derek is giving me a bye-bye sign, so I think we're getting near the
end
of the program.
We're getting very close, and we've
Evelyn,
one last person to talk to. Evelyn, thank you very much. Happy Christmas to Evelyn.
Happy Christmas.
And to everybody at Met Erin and everybody who's working over the weekend, all the emergency services, a very happy Christmas to you, because you're doing work which is very, very important. And to all the people who are looking after the homeless in our society, we want to wish them a happy Christmas too. Let's go to Kevin Doherty. Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Hello, Kevin. This is Santa Claus here. What would you like to say to me in the last few minutes of the programme?
I want Lego.
I bet you do. Anything else?
Surprise.
Yes.
And other toys, if you can bring them.
Other toys, if I can bring them. Well, yes, indeed, I will. Bye-bye, and thank you for those. Now, I got in three lovely letters by chimney post, and they were from the McKennas in Old Town Mill, Selbridge. And they are Malachy and Ava and Ewan. And I know that they were all very, very good coming up to Christmas time, so I'll bring extra sweets to them down there in Selbridge. Thank you to the McKennas.
And Santa, thank you very much indeed. I'm getting the big, strong, waving hand from my producer, Anna Leddy, to tell us that we're just out of time. Can I just thank Santa once again on behalf of all the children in Ireland, here and living abroad, all the Irish people, wherever you happen to be, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Santa, thank you very much, Santa.
Not at all, Derek, and thank you very much for helping me. And bye to the boys and girls in Ireland. I'll be there in the morning, and I'll see you all when you're asleep. Bye-bye from the North Pole.
Bye-bye, Santa.
Bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
thanks to my producer, Anna Leddy, our broadcast coordinator, Brona Nukillen, and to Noel Roberts on sound. Don't forget, tomorrow night, a special look back at all the Mooney tunes from the last, oh God knows how many, 13 or 14 concerts right here on RTÉ Radio 1 at 8 p.m. Enjoy Christmas Eve. Go to bed early. Santa will be calling at 1 o'clock. Happy Christmas, everybody. Bye.
Dasher! Dancer!